An American, a Canadian, and a Brit walk into a bar. But this isn't a bad joke. This is Ladies of Valhalla. Hey there everyone, and welcome to Ladies of Valhalla. My name is Sarah and I'll be your host today. I'd like to welcome you all to this latest member of the Talking Comics podcast family, which is a monthly look at all things lady geek. We're talking comics, games, movies, books, TV shows, you name it. As long as there is a female or female identifying creator or character involved, we will talk about it. But without further ado, please allow me to introduce my wonderful co-hosts. In alphabetical order, we have the Boudica of bacteria, the Cleopatra of colour, the Hestia of H2O, it's Lady B herself, Miss Bronwyn Kelly Say.
Hello, everybody.
How are you today, Bronwyn?
I'm doing very well, Sarah. Thank you for having me.
Good. And sitting to the other metaphorical side of me is the mistress of MMOs, the oracle of online gaming, the Diana Prince of the design process, the wonderful Lady J, Miss Jessica Schaefer.
Woo!
Yeah!
Hello!
Hey, hello. How are you?
I am lovely. How are you?
I am not bad at all. It is a sunny, sunny day here in England.
Ooh, isn't that that's odd, isn't it?
Especially because it's like dull and gray and rainy here.
It's like this version of London out here.
Yeah, we don't get many of them, so I'm making the most of it by sitting indoors podcasting.
As you do.
It
sounds appropriate to me.
We can't help it. Us poor Brits, a bit of sunshine appears. We go outside for 2 minutes. We get sunburned. We hide for the rest of the day. That's just how it works.
Yeah.
So you're really protecting your skin. You know, that's what you're doing. You're protecting yourself. Yeah. You don't want to.
I'm not going to lie, I have a lot of SPF 60, so I feel you.
Yeah.
Yes, the sun and I aren't friends, unfortunately, but that's fine because I live in England and we get it for 3 days a year.
Yeah, I feel like I moved to the wrong London, potentially.
No, I think you're okay. I think you're okay.
Yeah.
London just rains a lot.
Yeah, well, I do. I actually do enjoy the rain. Although I have to admit, I like the sun. It does make me happy to see the sun. So from inside podcasting.
Yeah, I really like the sun from inside a window. I love to look at it when I'm playing video games. I like it to shine in on me when I'm sitting at my desk. But yeah, I burn
exactly.
Quite easy.
It's good to know.
I really like
clearly
sunset.
On the same page.
I'm fairly pale. Actually, I used to be in the sun all the time, so I'm okay with it now not being in it constantly. I used to work outdoors, so I used to get quite the amount of sun. I think I've gotten enough sun for a lifetime, and I'm gonna stay inside now.
I like it.
That's good. So our plan for today is to have a bit of introduction of ourselves, who we are, what we like. Obviously, some of you will already know us from the Talking Comics podcast. But I thought it might be a nice idea, as this is a new podcast, for us to go through some of the things that we like, some of the things we dislike. I do have some slightly random potluck questions. But I think that we should start off with something fairly nerdy. So, Bronwyn, which Hogwarts house did the Sorting Hat put you in?
Well, according to Pottermore, I am definitely a Ravenclaw, which, for anyone who knows me and my nerd alert tendencies, is probably not surprising. But I've done, I don't know, definitely double digits of Harry Potter Hogwarts-related quizzes. So... if I'm being honest, I'm probably more of a Huffleclaw because I like all the things and I'm definitely a hybrid house. So, because I like to be inclusive and I really like to, like, you know, like everybody and be super nice and things like that. So I relate a lot to Hufflepuff, but I'm way, 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 way too nerdy to be anything other than Ravenclaw. So Ravenclaw is definitely my primary house, but with a strong dose of Hufflepuff.
That is good, because I'm also Ravenclaw.
Nice.
And Ravenclaw is clearly the best house, isn't it, Jess?
So, along with Bronwyn, I have also done umpteen Harry Potter quizzes to see. But nice. Officially, according to Pottermore, I am a Slytherin.
Boo.
Which does not surprise. If you know me, it's really not a surprise either. But I have done it again with a different email address, and I was a Ravenclaw. So, if you want to, so I am okay with saying that Ravenclaw is an excellent house. But I just am a true Slytherin sometimes.
That's actually my best friend is a Slytherin Ravenclaw split as well, actually.
I definitely have those tendencies, and I definitely get it. I think the sorting hat. I am a Slytherin.
So when you were on Pottermore, did you also find out what your Patronus is? Because I did all
absolutely obviously I did. I am a black and white cat.
What?
Yeah.
How did you get a good Patronus?
I'm absolutely not complaining about a black and white cat, because obviously that's an awesome Patronus. I love it, and I'm a cat person, so yay, that's amazing. But I was really kind of hoping that I would get something bizarre and amazing, like, I don't know, a weasel or a sugar glider or something bizarre, like, because, I mean, let's be honest, that's definitely my spirit animal, you know? But I, you know, black and white cat, that's amazing. So I'm not complaining. It's a fantastic Patronus. And it's very me, because I am such a cat person. So, you know, that definitely qualifies. So, but I really did think I would get something weirder.
Jess, how weird was yours?
I'm with you on that. I thought I'd get something weird. I did not. I am a tortoiseshell cat.
Oh,
yeah. I was okay with that. I'm like, oh, it's a little colorful kitty. Like, that's cute. I'm like, I'm all right with that. You know, I'm okay with being like a little orange and black cat. Like, I'm fine with that. Seems fitting. But yeah, I thought it too. I was like, I thought I'd get something way weirder, but nope, no, I am a tortoiseshell cat.
So. I'm just gonna see myself out and leave you two to it.
No. Now you need to
yours?
Share.
What are yours?
I have a capuchin monkey.
See, but that's awesome.
That's amazing.
Readily identified as the organ grinder monkey. Thank you, Wikipedia.
Yes. Yes, that's the coolest.
For anyone who doesn't know what a capuchin monkey is, I think Ross's monkey in Friends was a capuchin, and also it's the annoying monkey from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Annoying monkey. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Oh yeah. My god. Every single Dementor is always going to run away from your Patronus. Like, come on. That's
Have
a powerful
Patronus.
Have
you ever seen one of those monkeys scream? It's just all teeth and gums and fear.
That is the most powerful Patronus I have ever heard. That's amazing. I love it so much. Oh, I'm a little jealous. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, me too. Totally jelly.
I'd rather be a cat.
See, now we can have a Patronus party. We all share a little.
I don't think you'd want to let that monkey near the cats. I think that's a bad idea. It's a bad party you've got there.
I feel like I'm going to have to create something for our social media that's going to be like two cats and a monkey, you know, just hanging out.
Yeah.
Just a little
really
image.
Angry monkey.
Really angry, you want to be an angry
too.
A little scientist cat, a little derpy cat, and an angry monkey. How about that?
Yes, tiny little lab coat. Oh my god.
Just us.
Oh god.
That's amazing.
Safety glasses. My cat needs safety glasses.
Safety glasses. Your cat as well. It's amazing.
Oh, this is awesome in every way.
Okay, so for anyone who doesn't know and who hasn't listened to Talking Comics, Bronwyn, can you please tell us why your cat needs safety glasses and a lab coat? Because yes, that is that a really is. Weird thing to say otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah, out of context, it does sound very strange.
That's true. And that's a true story. And honestly, that is probably true of a lot that comes out of my mouth. Okay, so I a science for a living. I run the technical side of a water testing facility. So we do drinking water analysis, surface water analysis for the microbiological components of drinking water and surface water and wastewater testing. So yeah, I'm a giant nerd. we deal a lot with bacteria. It's a biosafety level 2 facility. And so yeah, all about the safety, all about the bacteria, all about the science. Woo!
For science.
Good. For science. That's right. I like that. Yeah. On the subject of science, I'm going to throw out one of my potluck questions because I did come up with a lot of questions. And it's a highly scientific question.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Hit me.
Just use the word scientifical. Why are you worried? What mythical creature are you or do you most like?
Oh, yeah. My notes for this one absolutely included. Does Unikitty count?
Yes. Unikitty counts 110%. Okay.
Because if Unikitty counts, you have to know that I am Unikitty 110%.
You are. That you wonder what? I agree.
I'm going to allow that one. I'm going to let you have Unikitty. That's fine. Okay. It wasn't what I was thinking when I wrote the question, but it is totally fine.
Yeah, because like when the Lego movie came out, a friend of mine went to see it before I got a chance to, and she came back and she said, okay, so when you go and see this movie, which you must do immediately, you're going to notice two things. One, I am in this movie. Two, you are in this movie. And she, well, yeah. Let's just say she makes a judicious use of Craggle.
Craggle. I love that movie so much. Like,
right? And I am Unikitty, like 100% Unikitty.
No, you are. I agree with that statement. You are definitely the Unikitty. Business, numbers. Like, I just, there's certain parts of that movie that killed me. I love that movie.
Yep. So yeah, if you ever need to picture me, that's me right there.
That's amazing. Jess, you've got to beat that now. You somehow have to top
I can't
that
beat
answer.
That. I can't really beat that, but I mean, if anyone listens to the Talking Comics podcast, everyone knows that my tagline is more dragons, okay? I just want all the dragons. That is my favorite mythical creature is a dragon. But I don't think I think I am a dragon. But I'd be like, actually, I think I'm more of like, you know, a dark unicorn, to be honest with you. That's me. I'm more of like, again, like I'm hashtag casual goth, and I am the hashtag casual goth unicorn. Okay, that's really what I am. I'm like, you know, I got like some purples in there, but I'm not really bright pink, you know.
That's awesome.
So I think that's what I'd be. And I, you know, I joke, and a couple of my friends will listen to this, and they'll laugh because they would call me the unicorn at the comic book store when I worked there. They're like, you're the unicorn. You're the yeah. chick that works here. Like, that's what you are. So yeah,
team unicorn.
I am team unicorn. So you could be a unikitty, and I am a casual goth unicororn.
I like it. Do you guys, are you familiar with Gish or Gishwas, as it was formerly known?
I know what it is because I know that you and Steve do it.
Yes. Okay. So last year, it's the greatest international scavenger hunt the world has ever seen, for anyone who doesn't know. And it's just this incredible thing where, I mean, it's year round weird, but it's a week of focused weird that is done for charity. And it's pretty exciting stuff. It's just the most bizarre and sometimes life affirming, just sometimes very strange, but a lot of fun scavenger hunt type activity with totally international. So like our team is 15 people from across Canada into the States and into Germany and Scotland. And Hugh has participated with us from Talking Games from Wales. So like we've just great fun, great way to meet people around the world and do very, very bizarre things. But one of the things, one of the items from last year's Gish hunt was to prove to the world that unicorns aren't all light and fluffy the way that they have made their media team has made them seem. So you had to in some way in a picture show how that unicorns are in fact like evil jerks. So
and the I'm that yeah, evil jerk unicorn. That's I'm the evil jerk unicorn.
Some of the pictures were pretty incredible, actually.
Sure. You can only imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's definitely your casual goth unicorn fits right in there.
There you go. What about you, Sarah? What are you? What is your...
You see, I've been thinking about this, and I kind of think that I want to be like a mermaid, but I'm really not that good at swimming. So I think I'm just a really crap mermaid.
Quite a lot of
sort of, you know, sitting around on rocks, staring off into space, not doing very much. Does that make any sense? Like it. Well, mermaids just always look cool, you know?
Yeah.
When you watch The Little Mermaid, they're all just kind of hanging out. They've all got nice jewelry. The hair's always on point.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about what you're going to wear because it's basically two seashells in your tail. I kind of want to be a mermaid.
And I think they don't necessarily need to be that great as swimmers because they can breathe the water.
That's true. You could just like float around. So I wouldn't worry about swimming. You could just be like, bloop, 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 you know.
Like paddling pool mermaid, that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. Like, it's not like you're going to drown.
True.
Very true. Very true.
I mean, you know, like I'm a human. I'm not fabulously good at walking or running. Like I fall down a lot for, you know.
That's
for somebody
kind of
who plays as many sports as I do.
That was one of my key factors for Mermaid is because obviously when Erin and Little Mermaid gets her legs, she's kind of bad at walking. And I'm like, yeah, I can fall off a chair for no reason. I can't really walk in a straight line. That's me.
I'm fine with that. Give it a fall over. Boop.
Nailed it. Yeah, I'm on board with this. Mermaid. Mm-hmm. I like it. Mm.
Okay, that's cool. I can deal with that. I'm glad we're in agreement.
Absolutely. I think I even have some parts of a costume I can loan you.
As long as it doesn't involve swimming and or walking, we'll be fine.
Be great.
Lots of standing still. You're good.
What do you do as a mermaid? Oh, I just stand here.
Sit. I just sit here.
I just sit here. I just float here.
Sometimes I brush
my hair. What more do you want from
walk.
Me?
I can't handle any more of that.
It's perfect.
Oh, God, it does. We're going to need fun out of this.
Yeah, seriously. I think this whole episode's going to have a lot of theme art.
Yeah, it needs to be done.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, hit me.
Lab coats.
What is your favorite TV show, live action or animated? Jess, go for it.
Okay. So I am a huge Game of Thrones fan. And I'm also, I don't know if you guys watch Westworld, but like right now I am on the Westworld like bandwagon. I have jumped in. I am in it. I am all about it. Like, give me more of it. Robots, craziness. I am so about it. But really, honestly, my favorite, like one of my favorites of all time is Parks and Rec. It's not comics related. It's not anything, but I love the show Parks and Rec. I can watch it 100 times. I can watch it every time it's on. And one of my faves.
Parks and Rec is amazing.
That is pretty much one of my faves. Of course, I watch other stuff that I like. But if you want to go faves, Game of Thrones, Westworld, Parks and Rec. Those are my top at the moment.
I have a little Sebastian on my desk at work.
Ugh. Bye, little Sebastian. Okay.
I'm just going to sit here quietly pretending like I've ever seen that show.
You are missing out. Amy Poehler in that show is so wonderful. She's like my role model.
Oh.
Poor Leslie Knope.
So good. And like, I am very, very bad at comedy because I can't handle awkward. Steve loves Parks and Rec, right? Like, that's one of his faves. So for introducing me to comedy, that was his first, like, okay, you got to watch Parks and Rec. You're going to like this one. And he was right. It's amazing. But there are definitely some awkward moments in Parks and Rec. So the rule is when we watch Parks and Rec is he has to wear a hoodie so that I can then climb inside it for the awkward moments.
Oh, there's so many awkward moments. But I think that's what kind of made that show what it was. And that's what it is. And that's what I kind of love about it is those characters are so awkward and they're so like, you know, all of them are like, really, they're really imperfect, you know, like they're not like, it's not like this stereo, like, you know, there's one story arc, I guess you'll call it, where like she, Leslie Knope gets her dream job of being a city councilwoman and they pretty much take it away from her and they recall her, you know, and they do, and they don't sugarcoat it. And they're just like, yeah, goodbye. And, you know, and it's like a lot of like dealing with that. A lot of that show is like dealing with like the crap that life hands you. And I think that's what makes me really like it so much, especially her character, because she deals with some crazy stuff and she's always so positive.
And that's the thing, like, positive. She's very positive. And also, like, the characters genuinely care about each other.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So as much as they rib on each other and there's, you know, all these awkward moments and things like that, that at the end of the day, they're kind of looking after each other and they care about each other. And to me, that's the part that makes it
really special. Yeah. You know.
And so, yeah, that also is one of the things I love about Brooklyn Nine-Nine for the same reason. So.
Yeah. You're a big fan. See, I have not watched that show.
Oh, man. I can watch that show over and over and over again. That's my Parks and Rec. Like, I love Parks and Rec, but Brooklyn Nine-Nine is my version of that. Like, that's the one that I can watch over and over and over and over and do. I watch it all the time. But, I think my favorite, I mean, Doctor Who is my favorite all time, forever. I've been literally watching it since I was in utero. My parents watched Doctor Who while my mom was pregnant with me. So I have watched every Doctor there is. I watched Doctor Who every iteration. I've listened to the radio stuff. I've read some of the print Doctor Who. I consume Doctor Who.
Have you ever read the comics?
Yep.
I never picked up the comics, but I've watched Doctor Who as well. My husband's a big Doctor Who fan, but I've never picked up the comics. Are they worth it?
Okay. Yes. If it's not my favorite way to consume the media. But I do like some of the stories. Some of them are good. Some of them are less interesting to me. Because it really depends on the creative team, you know, as it always will, right? Mm. But for me, Doctor Who is always my thing, so I'll collect it. But some of them are not as successful for me in telling Doctor Who stories.
Gotcha. Okay.
I have to ask back of that. Who's your favorite Doctor?
Tom Baker.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Tom Baker is my favorite. I mean, he was my first real Doctor, right? You know, I have watched all of them, literally, like, right from first. But Tom Baker was the first one I connected with, like, as a small child. I really liked the reboot. I loved even the sort of grumpy old Number Nine, you know? Like, but no, definitely four. Tom Baker was he's my first, so... Mm. Yeah.
Cool. And also, he was barking mad, so that helped.
Yes. And, you know, I can relate a little. other than Doctor Who, though, which is my lifelong obsession, you know, Firefly, Legion. I freaking love Legion. It's, again, barking mad. I think there's a theme.
That show is amazing, though. Oh, if you really sit down and watch that show, like, that show is so good. So very good. So it's with you on that. Barking like, mad, but wonderful.
I had no idea that the thing I have been missing from X-Men all of this time was weirdly aggressive dance moves.
Oh my God, it's the best part of it. Okay,
everything
they're like
needs
dance,
more
breaks.
Dance moves.
Yeah, right? They like aggressively dance fight, and that's one of the best things I've ever seen.
I just, who saw that coming?
Have you ever actually been in a dance off, though? Have you ever had a dance fight?
Have two left feet and I fall over walking straight. So dancing is not, dance fighting is not really my thing, but you
I'm
know.
Super, super klutzy, but I love to dance. I love to dance. That doesn't actually translate to being necessarily a at the dance fight level by any stretch of the imagination, but I do love to dance. But it, I can't say I have ever been in a dance battle, I have to be honest. But man, I love watching them. I just, Legion blows my mind every episode. It has not failed me. I haven't watched a single episode that isn't over the top amazing. Like, it's so good. So that has become a fast favorite. But yeah, I love Westworld. I'm not caught up though, so no spoilers.
Sorry, I'll tell you, it's so good.
It's just, so yeah, it's such a good show. The TV has really upped its game. But, you know, there's been oh my God, Game of Thrones. Ugh. You know,
I can't believe we have one season left and that's it. I can't believe it's almost over.
I know.
Okay, don't say again. Anything that happened in the last season that got shown, because I haven't watched it yet. We just
started.
We just started at season one with the children. Yeah, turns out massively inappropriate.
Totally inappropriate, but yeah, but your kids, you know, we think we've talked about this before, where your kids got a good, and you're good at explaining that to them, and like what's, you know, what's appropriate in real life and what's not, so I think they're fine.
Yeah, I mean, the eldest is 19 now, and youngest is 14, almost 15.
And these are good conversation pieces then. Like, this is something, it's important to watch together then, so you can have those conversations, right?
There is quite a lot of, you see that thing they just did, don't do that in real life. That word they use, don't say that.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, this is Game of Thrones is a learning tool.
What do we talk about? Oh, Jessica Jones. I think we had this conversation about Jessica Jones, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Yes, I watched that with youngest, and again, lots of talking points, lots of watching episodes, and then going, now we need to speak about this.
Yeah.
I get teased a lot in my house because I like things to be fun and educational. Mm-hmm. And you know, Game of Thrones, it is both of those things. We've just reached the point where Theon is with the Boltons, and that's very educational and not much fun.
Oh
yes. that's rough. True story.
That is so rough.
That is really rough.
I'm slightly concerned by how amusing youngest is finding all of it.
Ooh.
She's like, but I know what's happening, and he's so mean. And I'm like, don't associate with that character.
Yeah, don't.
No.
No, that's bad.
He's not, he's no. Bad. He's not nice.
Yeah.
That's not one to relate to.
Questioning my abilities as a parent at that point.
How about you, Sarah? What's your favorite TV?
I have an unfortunate tendency to like things that get cancelled early. I love Firefly. I absolutely love Firefly. And there was a TV show quite a few years ago that they made of the Dresden Files. Based on the Jim Butcher books. And it had Paul Blackthorne in it, who now plays the police detective in Arrow. And it was just so well done, and it was funny, and it was quirky, and it was this, basically, for anyone who doesn't know, the Dresden Files are about a magician who kind of sidelines as a supernatural detective, and he has a talking skull who helps him out, which sounds ridiculous, and it kind of is, but the books are brilliant, and the TV show was so, so good, and it got cancelled too early. But yeah, that's sort of up there on the things I can always go back and watch.
Nice.
Obviously Doctor Who, Game of Thrones, all the obvious ones, but I don't have Netflix.
Oh no.
So I don't watch as much TV as I should, because there's loads of programs that, you know, when you admit to not having watched something and the whole room just stops and everyone stares at you. I was in my local comic book shop on free comic book day, and somebody was talking about Paper Girls, and I was like, oh yeah, you should totally read
Stranger
that.
Things.
I haven't read
Stranger
Paper Girls yet. It's on my list.
Oh my God,
spoilers.
Paper Girls.
I know.
Someone else turned to the guy that I was trying to like sell this book to and went, oh, you know, it's just like Stranger Things, isn't it, Sarah? And I went, yeah, apparently it's just like Stranger Things. And kind of trailed off, and everyone just looked at me and went, You've not.
All right, so I'm giving you my Netflix password later.
Yeah.
And you're going to go on and you're going to watch Stranger Things.
One of the guys that works in the store told me I was banned from buying comics until I'd watched it. And I was like, but I single-handedly support your store. You can't do this to me.
I pay your light bill, please.
Yeah. So I'm quite bad at that.
Oh my God, Sarah! Netflix, Netflix.
Giving
Netflix.
You my password. I'm
we have
my
Amazon
password.
Prime. We had to get Prime. Because the men of the house wanted their fake Top Gear, so we got that. And then there was the whole we don't need two streaming services. And I've not seen Stranger Things.
We have both, and we had to have Prime because of Top Gear as well. The Grand Tour.
That's
we're
the
big.
One.
Yes, I've watched. That's you know. We've seen a lot of Top Gear over here. I live with car guys. I live with car guys. There's been lots of Top Gear.
To be honest, I'm not even a car person, but Top Gear is
Top
funny.
It is funny. I mean, it's you know what? It's the three of them that make that show. That's why when they tried to do it with other people, it just doesn't work. Like, and they're like Jeremy Clarkson is a terrible human being.
Totally, the worst.
He's a terrible human being. But God, is it funny to watch him beat things with a hammer? I don't know. Yeah. You know, it's like, oh God, he's terrible.
You know,
yeah,
try
really
and turn a van into a convertible. Like, honest to God, it's funny.
When they made the Toyota pickup Hilux into a boat and called it the Toy Boda, we were dying. Or when they, but even some, I mean, that show though, in its defense, is shot beautifully. Like it's actually really beautifully done. And like Top Gear for a long time, like when they went across the Maquette Cuddy and like some of those, you know, were like amazing things that they did. And you know,
driving across the deserts and
they did some cool stuff. So we watched I've watched a lot of Top Gear as well. Don't worry, sir. But
that in no way excuses the lack of Netflix. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm texting it to you right now. I'm sending it. Please.
Well, that seems like a good time to end this podcast. I'm going to go watch Netflix.
Yes, but other things on Netflix include animated TV, like Teen Titans, which is a personal favorite. So.
Yeah, but Young Justice is on Prime, so, you know, we're good.
Yeah, true. Oh my God, I know Netflix. I'm sorry, I'm focused on this.
Right, I'm going to ask another question now, so that we stop talking about the fact that I'm a terrible person. Let's go back to Game of Thrones.
All right.
Obviously, they have the big thing in Game of Thrones, which is everyone has their words, and then everyone has the words that aren't their words, but everyone thinks it is their words. What are your words?
I designed my own sigil.
Yeah. I should point out here to anyone listening, before we started recording this, I sent a list of questions out to the ladies, and Bronwyn came back and said that she had 14 pages of notes and a sigil that she designed for Game of Thrones. And Jess and I both kind of went, oh, we're woefully underprepared. So I'm thinking maybe we answer this question before Bronwyn does.
Yes, I feel that she may have 14 pages of this question.
I think Bronwyn is going to be the Bob Raya of Ladies of Valhalla.
I can see that happening. I can so see that happening.
Nerd alert.
You're right, Jess, hit me with your sigil
and
your
Bob.
Words.
Hashtag Bob.
God, I still think of him saying whatevs in that one. I'm still lying. That still kills me.
Oh, he's the best. Oh, my God. I laughed until I cried.
So, yeah, sigils, right? Sigils? Yeah.
No more sigils.
So, we talked about this briefly before, but mine would definitely be, it'd just be like the head of a dachshund or like a little derpy dachshund with like its tongue hanging out. That would be my sigil. the house of dachshunds. Because that's literally
nice.
The house right now. They are being very good and quiet, crossing the fingers. But yeah, that's my sigil. My sigil is the dachshund.
I like
kind of weird, a little short. Not really sure why it looks the way it does, you know. Kind of pissed off at everything, determined not to listen to anybody. That's definitely me.
That is weirdly apropos. I love it so much. That's so good.
How about you, Sarah? What is yours?
I'm not sure what my sigil would be. Maybe a unicorn, just because, you know, they're cool. But my words would definitely be read a book.
Ah, I like it.
Just, it's just, you know, it's the best piece of life advice ever. Oh, you're bored? Read a book. You don't know something? Read a book. You're tired? Read a book. You're wide awake? Read a book. You can see where I'm going with this one, can't you?
I can. I like it. These are good words.
I may have stolen them from Twilight Sparkle.
Yes.
Yours can totally be play a video game.
And in fact, you can actually have a sigil from jointherealm.com that has multiple aspects. So you could have the dachshund with video game controller. I'm just saying. I'm not saying.
I'm sitting at my computer. I'm typing that in right now. You know that, right? I'm quietly typing on my really clicky keyboard.
See? Don't do it, Joey.
14 pages of notes coming in handy.
Oh, Joey, that poor keyboard. That poor keyboard.
But
my house is,
you know, say Kelly, because obviously. And our words are nerd love forever. Our sigil is the hockey sticks crossed with musical notes and a cat.
That is actually you, and you need to have that made and hung above your door.
Oh, it's totally saved on my phone. We're getting it done.
It's amazing.
I will. I'll send it to you so you can put it in the show notes if you want.
Yes. Yes, you will. That will be awesome.
Oh, dear. Yeah, nerd alert. Definitely. Sorry. You guys should have been warned. I mean, you know me, right? So.
I'm pretty sure anyone that knows any of us is expecting a level of nerdiness.
Yeah.
An extreme level of nerdiness.
Yeah. If they weren't, they've worked it out by now.
Yeah.
Bless. So, apart from nerdy things, because I think we may have established that between us we like comics and games and nerdy stuff.
Just a tad, yeah.
What else do you like doing? What excites you? What inspires you? What is something fun that you do with your spare time when you're not writing 14 pages of notes based on questions I've set you, Bronwyn?
What excites and inspires me? Well, I obviously love to play ball hockey. That's a big thing for me. I love the team. We have played together for like 9 years at this stage, I think. We're B&B. It's the birds and the bees. We play competitive. It's house league, but it is competitive. We can play up to the provincial level. It's just so much fun. We are actually one of the originating teams in this league. So back in the day when this league started, there were only four ladies teams. And now there are two tiers worth of teams. I think there's like 18 teams split into two tiers. And we're, I think, the only team left that was one of the first four original teams. So we've been playing together a really long time. And it's just a wonderful group of ladies. And it's been a fantastic experience to, you know, bond with and have this team of women that we can play together and, you know, socialize together, a sense of community with. And so it's been a really positive experience to join that team and play with them. Horrifying bruises notwithstanding. other than that, I all of my crazy nerdy pursuits like video games and comic book reading, and I consume novels at an unbelievable rate, so I read a lot. But yeah, I play Diablo like it's going out of style. I play a lot of Stardew Valley. I just went through and beat Oxenfree, which I really enjoyed. But I always come back to Diablo 3. That's my crack.
It's quite extreme.
It is. It is.
Oh, it is. Those Blizzard games.
Yeah. I have an unhealthy relationship with Diablo 3. Like, I play a lot of Diablo 3. So, yeah, I love it. But it's my favorite. So, yeah, Steve comes back with a rumor or something that they may be coming out with a new Diablo, I actually get a little bit nervous, because every time I play a different game, I feel like I'm cheating on Diablo 3. So if they come up with another Diablo, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, it's unhealthy. I know it's unhealthy.
That is unhealthy. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to pull that one.
Okay. I understand. No, it's those Blizzard games, man. They're like crack. They really do. They create, like, and they stay around for years, and you can't, like, cut the cord. And, you know, I feel you. I feel your pain on that. You're okay. It's okay. It's normal.
Thank you. Saying it's
I
a child.
I appreciate that. Well, I know, but you know what? Okay, so like when Steve and I were long distance, he introduced me to Diablo, and this was like one of the very first video games that I could actually play that I didn't have trouble with my eyesight, because my eyesight's really terrible, and where I could actually maneuver the controls and not get visually overwhelmed and overstimulated. And so like if I could actually play and it would, and everything would work and it would be all right. I can't do first person shooters. I can't maneuver. It doesn't work. So the style of game, the type of play, it really worked for me. And all of a sudden I was like, yes, I actually have a video game I can play. And then because it's cooperative and online, we could play together even when we weren't together. So like all of our date nights would be in New Tristram. You know, we would meet in New Tristram and be able to play.
That's so adorable. I love it so much.
You know, and he actually, like, for Valentine's Day 1 year, bought me my own PS4 so that we could play together online, you know. Aww. Like, so this is like it's a relationship thing, you know, like it's a thing we do together, and it's just yeah, so it's a big meaningful game for me and for us. And so yeah. Aww, yeah, so I love Diablo. So yeah, that's it's fun for me. So, and yeah, of course.
Yeah.
What about you? We know that you play online games. We know that you do that.
I am. That is really where my nerddom shines. I've played, you know, I was a big World of Warcraft player, but even before that, we played, you know, I played MMOs. There were things like, you know, Silk Online, and I played the Warcraft, like the RTSs. And I really liked video games since I was a kid. I always felt them like as just that was my escape for a long time. And you know, I remember getting a Sega when my mom got me Sega. That was like the coolest thing ever. And then they had this thing for a while called the Sega Channel when we were kids here. And my mother worked for our cable company for a little bit, and she was allowed to beta test it on her kids. So every month it would give you 30 new games, and this was like the beginning of the internet, you know. And this is what it was like, the coolest thing. And I was the only house on the block to have it, okay. You know, so ooh. Since I was a kid, yeah. And like the kids, like I remember like the neighborhood children like coming into my living room, and it was like, and like everyone just like watching like a list of 30 games. And I mean, when you're, you know, I mean, we were probably like 8, 9, something like that. Oh. Around that, you know, it's like late 80s, early 90s when that came out, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, beginning of the internet, that was the coolest thing ever. And I think since that moment I was just like hooked on. And you know, growing up, I played a lot of World of Warcraft. Me and my husband, you talked about it being a thing between you and Steve, and it's part of your relationship, but really that's a big part of my relationship with my husband. And we still to this day, like, you know, we sit down every night and we play video games together, and it's something that we love to do together. It's something that we both enjoy, that we both, you know, and we're very competitive with each other too, which in a fun way, not in a bad way, in a, you yeah. know, like, I am better than you today. My husband's actually quite excellent at video games, so it's like he's like naturally, just like naturally good at it. And it's like, yeah. He's like the type of person that you kind of want to smack, like, really? Like, really, guy? Like, he's always, but it's good because it keeps, you know, it keeps me on point. And you know, we do that. It's just something for us that has always been through our, we'll be together for a total of 17 years. So, and through those years, it's been a lot of video games and playing, you know, MMOs together for a long time. We've played WoW for like 12 years, something like that. 13 years, 12 years. How long has it been out? 12 years, 13? I don't know. It's at that point where I'm like, I don't know anymore. I don't know how long. I'm not currently playing it. We did move over to Overwatch, which is my game of choice. I've played a lot of Diablo. I've played a ton of Diablo. I'm a big Blizzard fangirl. I announced it when we were talking on Talking Comics the other week. I am going to BlizzCon for the first time. I'm traveling cross country.
I know. Yeah, so jealous.
For our 10-year, and that's our 10-year anniversary gift to each other, is a trip amazing to California to go to our favorite video game convention. Like, that's what we wanted to do. That was like something that we really wanted. So
relationship goals.
Yeah, you know, like we're going there right now. We're totally hooked. He is sitting next to me as we speak playing Overwatch. I am watching him. He's doing 3v3.
Nice.
He's sitting next to me clicking away. But yeah, so video games are definitely like a huge outlet for me. But other than that, I am a graphic designer, and I am big into art, and I am big into photography. I don't really share a lot of my photography. A lot of it's more for myself. But yeah, I love photography, and I love going out, and I've broken into many abandoned buildings to take I have broken the law many times to break into places. I've traveled cross country to do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I really love photography as well, and design and art is a big aspect of my life too. I can normally tell when I get a little depressed. I'm like, oh, you haven't touched anything here. You haven't created anything in a couple days. Well, and I create every day because that's my job, but I haven't created anything for myself. I can see myself like slip, be like, up, get the pen out, sit down, do something, you know, get it out. So yeah, those are my major hobbies. How about you, Sarah?
I'm going to sound so lame now. You two just said really cool stuff. And I'm going to sit here and go, oh, I quite like going out in my garden, actually.
I don't know. I think being obsessed with a video game is maybe a little less cool than actually going outside, taking care of a garden.
I mean, obviously, I have all of my massively nerdy pursuits. I read tons of books. I read way too many comics. I've just made a nearly fatal mistake, actually. I've just introduced my family to Borderlands, which I know has been out forever, but I love Borderlands. I just find it hilarious. And we started playing yesterday, and about 4 hours later, it was like, oh, man, we really should, like, stop and eat and things. So I'm probably never getting the plane taken back. That was a mistake. But yeah, when I'm actually, you know, not staring at a book or a screen, I'm quite lucky because I live in the countryside and I have a nice garden that I can go and potter about in. And I just started growing vegetables this year. And there's something immensely satisfying about walking into your garden, picking something you've eaten and just eating it. Just going, I grew this, I'm just going to eat it now. And luckily I like spinach because I might have accidentally grown all of the spinach in the world. It's ridiculous.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I quite like baking and really like 1950s housewife stuff, which is amusing because I am not a 1950s housewife type at all.
No.
But yeah, I kind of like creating stuff. I'm not artistic at all. I would mess up a stick person if I tried to draw one, which is sad but also true. And I still have my dream of one day being a writer, which would involve actually having time. If I actually sat down and wrote, it might be a good idea. But yeah, there's this thing called time that I have an issue with. There's not enough of it.
Oh my god, truer words are so rarely spoken.
Yeah. Oh, that time.
Yeah. If I didn't have to, you know, work and go to a job, then I could actually get stuff done. But
yeah.
Oh. And also, because I have so much spare time, I decided to join a gym at the start of the year. So now I lose several hours a week to picking heavy things up and then putting them down again over and over again. Yep.
But that is also weirdly satisfying.
Yes, I don't do any of that cardio nonsense. I can't be doing with that. That just makes you all out of breath and sweaty and gross. But yeah, picking things up and putting them down in various types of movement is just great fun.
I do. I'm with you on that. I love the heavy lifting. That's a big fun thing I enjoy. But I also do cardio because if not, ball hockey would kill me. So I'm on the treadmill every morning before work because otherwise the sprinting would just be like, I'm going to die. Because tier one is a little different. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you're saying it's a little rough, huh?
Oh my God. It's especially over 40. Holy crap. Like,
listen, I couldn't even, I'd be dead. I'd be like laying on the floor. I give you so much credit. Like I'm like, I run down like the hallway at work sometimes because we have like printing things and I'm like, so I couldn't even start to do, I can only imagine.
It's good. I like being physically fit. I like working on towards my physical fitness. It makes me feel better in a lot of ways, you know, mentally, physically, all these things. It just, there's a lot of adrenaline involved. It's a lot of fun. Heavy lifting, I love weightlifting. It's so much fun. Mm. But you know, the cardio aspect is really just so I don't die.
Yeah, no, I need to get on that. I need to get on that so hard. I really do. But it's been better. I quit smoking in 5 months.
Yay!
Without a cigarette. I smoked for a long time. Dirty. Listen, I wish I never did it. I started smoking when I was a kid. Bad idea. Took a long time, but I have not smoked. So now I can feel myself starting to like, okay, like look it. I can move a little bit. So maybe now I'll pick it up. Maybe I'll start to do a little cardio so I don't die. I mean, you know, it might be a good idea.
Baby steps. Boxing. That's cardio. Oh man. That's crazy.
I think I could be into hitting things. So I do have that anger. Like I have that, like I said, I'm like kind of always a little angsty. So maybe the boxing would be good. Boxing.
A lot of fun.
I'm not sure what boxing is, but boxing would maybe be great for me. Yeah, anyway.
I did kickboxing for a lot of years. It's a lot of fun.
It is. It is so much fun. Very satisfying as well.
Yes.
While we're on a violence kick.
my God, best segue.
I'm going to take us back to one of my potluck questions. And when I was reading through my ridiculous notes that I wrote for this, I was like, that's actually quite a strange question to be asking people. What's your favorite fictional weapon? Which I think...
you know what? I had one of these.
I think for like not nerdy people, that would be a really strange question, but I'm pretty sure we're all going to have a favorite fictional weapon, right?
Uh-huh. And you know what is funny? Like, when I went through your list of questions, there were a bunch where I was just like, I had to really think about this. And as you know, I made excessive notes and I just... I put way too much thought and effort into this, I'm aware. But when I just like right away, I'm like, oh, I know exactly what this is. It's just one single line. Millie's giant shoulder cannon and trigun. So ridiculous. So awesome. I love that weapon. Like old school anime. She has this giant freaking gun that she just carries around, puts it on her shoulder, blows people away.
That is perfectly always reasonable.
Right? Just, I love it. Made me laugh every time I saw it. And FYI, Trigun, if you haven't seen it, not necessarily a laugh riot after the first episode or two. So getting something that makes you a smile is great. You should watch it. It's great anime. So good, but definitely a little heart-wrenching, especially towards the end. So emotional journey. But Millie's giant shoulder cannon, worth watching.
Go on then, Jess. Hit me with a fictional weapon. I'm expecting something from a game.
So, yeah. So my favorite, and it's more from like the artwork of the game, and anyone that played World of Warcraft will know that like Frostmourne is the best sword in the world. Okay. Frostmourne is the Lich King, who is undead, like just horrible. They're people, actually. There's more than one Lich King. Like, you can always be the Lich. You can be the next one. But, yeah, Frostmourne was this big, like, glowing blue sword that he had through, like, the whole, like, Wrath of the Lich King expansion. And you build up to making it that's kind of like it. And it's always been one of my favorite. There's a couple of really epic weapons from that game that I really love. Like Lady Sylvanas's bow is named Monster. Like nice. That's you know, and it's like this kind of really cool like bow with like bones coming out of it. You know, so yeah, but yeah, Frostmourne's definitely my favorite big sword.
Brilliant.
To be a chick with, that's like normally my thing. Like I'm like, oh, there's a chick with a sword on the cover of this comic, like let me buy that, you know. So you know,
yep,
kind of my thing. Yeah
that's I like that. That's sort of close to mine because it is a blue glowing sword, but mine's at the opposite end of the spectrum. Mine's a tiny blue glowing sword because mine is Sting from the Hobbit.
Yeah, also an excellent choice.
For one really stupid reason, and for one really good reason, the really good reason is that when I was, you know, when you're little and you're first learning to read and like you try and read books that are way out of your league and you have to kind of read to your mum or your dad. Mm-hmm. I remember borrowing a copy of The Hobbit from the school library because I was an advanced reader and I was allowed to take books from like the older shelves. So I had to get home and I was sitting on the sofa reading The Hobbit to my dad, and he wasn't really listening to what I was saying. And then I got to the bit where like Sting starts glowing and he's like terrified of the orcs, and my dad just turned to me and went, are you sure this is an appropriate book for you to be reading? And I was like, oh yeah, dad, yeah, it's totally perfectly reasonable. And I was way too young to be reading that book. But the other reason makes me laugh, because anyone that knows me in real life knows that I'm quite tall, and I went to a fancy dress party once dressed as a hobbit and I carried Sting around with me, and it just really made me laugh because the whole time everyone was like, aren't you a bit tall for a hobbit? I'm like, yeah, it's ironic, thanks. And it just gave me an excuse to buy a replica of Sting, which I still have upstairs, because, you know,
brilliant.
What kind of grown adult can you be if you don't have a fake replica sword from a movie?
Honestly.
I came really close to buying two. They're also from World of Warcraft. They're the Warglaives of Azeroth, and they're giant and green. I had to stop myself at Comic-Con because I was like, I don't know how I'd get these home.
Honestly, that logistical questions are pretty much the only ones that stop me at this stage.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I can't take these on a train. Like, you know, like they were huge. They're like the size of me. They were like 5-foot Warglaives. Okay, two of them with glowing green like glass out of them. Like, and I was really close. They were a really good deal.
I mean, I'd love to say it's the financial considerations because those are the ones that really should be stopping me, but it is the logistical ones.
That's the good thing about Sting. It's actually quite a small sword.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one to really enjoy because you can
exactly.
Have
you can get exactly. It in a taxi and they don't realize you have a sword on you.
Which everyone here should probably have an issue with.
No, that's more because of the time I went out dressed as Zorro and very nearly shot my sword in the door of the taxi. And that could have, you know, it would have ruined the outfit for the night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, swords in taxis, not good.
I mean, on a slightly unrelated note, the last time I saw Zorro was actually at a burlesque show I went to with our friend Lauren.
That's just cool.
It was cool, actually. It was Dita Von Teese's show, Dita Von Teese and the Copper Coop, and she had a lot of very talented dancers with her, and one of whom was a lovely gentleman who danced as Zorro, and yeah, it was a very entertaining show.
Yeah, I could watch a burlesque show with Zorro in it.
Yep.
But this is a family show, so let's rein that one back in.
yeah, let's go.
But that takes me on to a decent question. Obviously, Zorro's a hero / potentially anti-hero, depending on what side of the fence you sit on. Who are some of your favourite heroes, villains, supporting characters, general characters from any media that you consume? Because as we've established, we consume a lot of media between the three of us.
Yes.
True.
Too much. Who wants to go first?
I can.
Go for it, bro.
One of my favorite heroes And then honestly, this is just sort of like off the cuff, like recent stuff that I've read, was Casey from Doom Patrol. At least partially because you kind of had to figure out if she exists first. And I kind of like that in a hero. Like, there's a lot of sort of existential stuff going on in Doom Patrol, so that made me laugh. And in terms of heroes, I just Motor Girl, Sam and Motor Girl, like I loved her. I love sort of her quiet kind of approach to everything, and just she's just a beautiful character. I really enjoy Rowan Black and Black Magic.
Yes,
you know, she's just amazing. She, you know, like if you haven't read it, read it. If you have read it, you know why.
Yep, definitely.
And I cannot stop myself from going back and rereading Death Vigil, and so I have to sort of go with Bernie and Clara from Death Vigil. The both of them, they are the for different reasons, both kind of hero material for me. I like them a lot. In terms of villains, with Motor Girl, I like the fact that there's both an existential villain and an apparent villain in that. And again, I don't want to go too much deeper into that for people who maybe haven't read it, but if you have not read Motor Girl, oh my God, do yourself a favor and go do so.
I'm waiting for the omnibus to come out. I've got it on order, and as soon as it's released, I'm gonna go through the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And then in terms of villains, for me, an old school favorite is Magneto. He has always been a favorite villain of mine because he just is so delicious, and he just always kind of believes he's in the right, and that always makes for an interesting villain.
Nice. I can agree with those. Mm-hmm. What about you? Oh, no, wait, Robin's still going. Wait.
Keep going.
Sorry.
Going. Yeah, keep going. Go ahead.
I had one thing for support, and that was Doom Patrol again, and because everybody in there is so ridiculous and awesome. So, I mean, you have an actual ambulance as a character. Enough said.
I really need to read this book, because every time anyone talks about it, it just sounds ridiculous.
It's worth it.
Definitely worth it. 100%.
Okay, I'm writing it down now as a book to buy. This is good. Opening episode costing me money. Amazing.
I anticipate this show costing us lots of money, okay?
Yeah.
Between the three of us.
Yeah.
And talking comics already kills my bank account, so.
Yes. Try being a listener.
Yeah, exactly.
I was a listener. That's the problem. And now not only am I a listener, I got like, they'll be like, oh, you didn't read this, because I didn't read a lot of old stuff, so now I'm buying old stuff and reading old stuff and forget it, and then I buy my new stuff. My bank account, poor.
Hashtag
poor.
Bob Ryer.
Hashtag Bob Ryer. And that's the problem. Then I meet Bob at the comic book store, and we'll go through like the boxes, because they're always putting I'm lucky that my comic book store is always buying old collections, so there's always old stuff coming in, and he'll be like, Jess, you need this, and I'll be like, I do need this. And like, there's me, Bob, and then my husband will be sitting next to me, he's like, I guess she needs it, like, you know.
And the worst part is he's never wrong.
He's not wrong. He's so wonderful. It's so bad for my bank account.
Oh, seriously. What do you always think about?
That's your
heroes.
Villain covered, then, is it, Jess? That'll be Bob.
Bob.
Yeah, exactly.
Bob is my favorite hero.
And favorite villain.
Well, my favorite, I'm really an anti-hero. I guess one of my favorites is from, you know, again, I played WoW for years, so of course a lot of the characters are going to stick out in my mind, but Lady Sylvanas is she's a hero, she's an anti-hero, she's actually the war chief of the Horde right now, which is a big thing. She's the first woman to rule half of Azeroth, which is the fictional land that world is based in. sorry, nice. I'm gonna say a little weird sentence, but she's not really good, you know, she's not really all goody-goody, and her story was pretty crazy. She was on the side of the Alliance, which is boo, I'm not an Alliance player, we're for the Horde, okay, we're the bad guys, but
Slytherin coming out again.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, you know, I wasn't surprised when I was a Slytherin, I told you, because I've always been for the Horde. And, you know, she has this, like, amazing story about how she defeats, you know, she was a commander in battle and defeats a lot of things, and she actually falls in battle, and the Lich King, or Arthas at that time, takes her body and hides it in her chest, and she becomes the Banshee Queen, and for years she roams as, like, a Banshee, a soul without a lost body, but she finally breaks free and finds her body and makes it her mission to, like, defeat him. And she has a great storyline, and it goes through, but a lot of her intentions are very selfish, so she sometimes does things that were really, they're really not great for everybody else, but they're great for her and her revenge. And that's kind of, like, she has a very complex character, and she's really cool. She's known as, also known as the Dark Lady. So, like, we you know, my husband and me always joke that I'm the Dark Lady, you know.
Nice.
So she's, like, one of my absolute favorites from video games. And people will disagree. There'll be angry people, like, she's terrible. Like, screw you guys, okay?
Sounds amazing.
She's pretty terrible, but she is amazing. Her storyline is pretty amazing, and there's some of the best storytelling throughout the game, I believe, is storylines that involve her. So you know, other characters, I'm a huge Catwoman fan. I've talked about this on the other podcast. I'm really about the anti-hero here. I'm like, mm-hmm. you know, we're Catwoman, you know, same deal, like, you know, she's awesome. She's so awesome, and she'll always be awesome. I'm so excited for the Joelle Jones. Oh, I'm like dying yeah. for it, dying for it to come out right now. I cannot wait. You know, they've leaked a little bit of the art from it, and it, like, I just, like, get all, like, excited, and, like, I can't control myself when I see it. I get all, you know, antsy in my pantsies. So yeah, big Catwoman fan. And I'm also on, like, the actual hero side. You know, I play Overwatch every day, and I'm a big fan. I'm a Mercy main, and that people will also make fun of as well. Don't care. Screw you guys. I'm good at it. but, like, you know, her whole thing was, like, everything was actually, Bronwyn, I could see you liking her because she's a scientist. She's actually a doctor. And she's a doctor. But, like, again, like, she kind of, like, you, I think she tries to do everything for good. And, like, their storylines are very, like, hidden. You have to kind of, like, pick apart some stuff. But, like, her whole thing is, like, you know, her call line is heroes never die, you know, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So, yeah, those are some of my faves, my video game faves and comic faves. But,
cool.
As I spill coffee on myself. Don't mind me.
That's a terrible thing to do. Oh, don't waste coffee.
I know, nectar of the gods.
I'll accept breaking into abandoned buildings, but I draw the line at spilling coffee.
Yeah, just, you know, breaking the law. But spill your coffee.
The girls drink first. How about your hero line, Sarah?
Recent stuff, I love Kelly Sue DeConnick and Val DeLandro's Bitch Planet. I think there's some amazing characters in that book. So basically any of the non-compliant ladies from that book, especially Penny, she's just amazing and I absolutely love her. Also slightly associated with Kelly Sue, I got in touch with her through a friend and basically said, what do you think the age limit is for someone to read this book? Because my youngest was like 13 at the time. And I was like, I know that's too young, but, you know, help me out here. And Kelly Sue recommended a book called Gloria O'Brien's History of the Future. And Gloria Ooh. O'Brien is an absolutely amazing character. She basically lives on the wrong side of the tracks in a southern state of America. And for various reasons that are too difficult to explain now, she drinks some powdered bat. Because, you know, we all go through our witch phase when we're teenagers. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden she realizes she can see the future. And she is just this absolutely amazing character, and she's brilliant, and she's witty, and she's funny, and she's so human. So she's definitely one of my heroes. Villain-wise, I love Poison Ivy. I just, you know, she's trying to do the right thing. She's trying to make the planet a better mm-hmm. place.
Yeah.
It just happens that to do that, she basically has to kill everyone. And, you know,
yeah.
sometimes people have got to go.
I graduated with a degree in environmental science and then had to go into a very different field for a year or two just because I was going to turn into poison ivy if I didn't.
Oh my god, I can so see you as poison ivy.
Yeah. There's a reason I haven't cosplayed her yet, and it isn't because I don't relate.
Should we be concerned? Should we be calling some sort of authority somewhere?
No. Don't worry, my face is as black as it gets.
Yeah, I tried to have succulents, you know, like the little guys that you're not even supposed to water, and I killed them. I don't even know how they died. I couldn't keep cactuses alive in my house. Like, what is wrong with me?
We just threw away bamboo, and my owl was dead.
What?
Oh, man.
What?
You can't kill bamboo.
Oh, yeah. Watch
me. Sarah, your talent is something that you were like, oh, I'm so boring. Like, for us, we're like, wow, she can grow things. Like, she can grow plants.
Oh, no, you see, you know what the trick is?
We're not worthy.
90% of gardening is just killing things. You just have to make sure that the 10% of stuff you don't kill is the stuff you want to be alive. That's all it is. Just go, all of this stuff is green, I'll kill all of these things, and everything else magically reappears. That's all it is. It is just raining down death and destruction.
I can rain down death and destruction. It just is indiscriminate.
It has to be precise.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I lack precision in my death and destruction.
That's great.
Yeah, I like that. That's reasonable. I love Black Widow as well, just not so much in the movies.
Yeah.
Black Widow in the books is so much better.
She is.
She's such a wet blanket in the movies. She really is.
Yeah.
She's a wet
blanket. Especially Iron Man 2. What did they do to her?
Wet blanket. Wet blanket. That's what they did.
And it's too bad because, like, honest to God, there's so much great material. She's such a fantastic character. I've always loved Black Widow.
But she's just been done a disservice in the movies. And yeah, we probably shouldn't talk about that.
Yeah.
But I do have some very basic questions that I'm going to run past you. One of which is the book or the movie? No context. That's it. Book or movie?
If I have to choose, I choose book.
Same.
Good. That's correct. Cats or dogs?
Again, if I have to choose, and I resent having to choose, FYI, but if I have to choose, cat.
Yeah, if I have to choose, I go dog. Clearly, I have a ton of them. So.
I love the idea of a ton. I just got a cupboard full of dogs.
I just got like a bunch of them. They just roam the house, you know.
See, for me, I really like dogs. Like, I really like dogs, but I really like dogs the way I like children, belonging to other people.
Rile
them up and give them back.
Is it fluffy? Is it fluffy? Does it have fur? I'll take it. Is there a cat? Is it a cat? Is it a dog? Is it a little creature? I don't care. Just give it to me. I'm happy with it.
I'm fine with most dogs, but you know that thing when you're walking past a row of parked cars and you don't know there's a dog in the car and then it just kind of jumps and hits the window and starts barking at you? That is the reason I could never own a dog. Because of jump scares. I just couldn't.
There are plenty of times that my dogs have scared the absolute poop out of me, okay? And they have just all of a sudden, or they do weird things. Like, my one dog will like stare off into like, and he'll like be like he's looking at something, and I'm like, what are you looking at? I'm like, there's ghosts in the house, there's ghosts. I'm like, there's things happening. What is this dog looking at? Dogs will do weird things like that. So
my cat does both of those things. Yeah. The looking off at weird things and the jump scare. Yeah. Like I swear to God, he deliberately hides and then will come running out at you at top freaking speed and just do little drive-by slashes with his paws.
Oh, like most, a tiny most ninja. Of
the drive-by mauling.
Yeah, the drive-by mauling. Most of the time his claws are retracted, so it's not like he's trying to hurt you, but he's trying to scare you for sure. And you know he's especially pissed if he does it right at the top of the stairs.
Oh, you're in trouble.
Oh, man.
So yeah, my cat, he displays some particularly interesting tendencies. He only likes very select people, and he doesn't like faces, and you have to approach him slowly, and he's very, very, very particular, but he is incredibly affectionate with the people he chooses, like myself and Steve. But he doesn't forget things. Like when my parents would come and visit all the time, he was very happy with them and he loved them and everything like that. But then when my father passed away, my mom would come and visit without him, and he has never forgiven her for not bringing Dad.
Aww.
Yeah. So like, he's very, very particular. He's an odd little duck. But he's a great little cat, but he's very strange.
I think that's the best part about animals, though. Like, all mine are strange. Like, I've had a lot of dogs, but currently I have the three dachshunds. I lost my fourth dachshund a couple months ago, unfortunately, my first girl. But she was incredibly, like, she was just such a weirdo all the time, and she would just do weird things. And, like, she was very smart. She was by far the smartest one I went. The ones that I have right now, not as smart. They're very cute. Not very smart, but she was like very intelligent. So like, we'd bring her in the car all the time, and she figured out like how to move the heater, the vent, so that it would be on her. Like, she'd get in the car, she'd get on my lap, she'd hit the heater with her nose, and then get comfortable, like, so that it was pointing on her. And I'd be like, you. And she did it a couple times, and we couldn't figure out what she was doing. We were like, why are you hitting this? What is wrong? Do you not want it on you? And then we figured out, like, she was pointing the heat on her lap so that it would make her warm. And I'd be like, how did you figure that out? She was very smart, very smart, very cool. Now the ones, my boy Dex, I have Dexter, he is a serial killer. He is, he is just the weirdest little dog, and he is not smart. He will do, he's the one that's fallen off the couch, you know what I mean? Like, he chased a bird into the fence yesterday, you know, like, I'm like, oh, dog. Very, very cute, very affectionate, does very spotty, but, like, he just does, like, strange things. Like, I posted a picture of him last night, and he's, like, in a pillow. His legs are, like, above his head. Like, I'm like, I don't, yep. How are you laying there like this? Very strange dog. And then, like, littlest guy is even weirder, so I don't know. So, yeah, I think that's the best part about dogs. Like, I had four dachshunds, and every single one of them was different, you know? Like, each one of them was a completely different animal. I was like, oh, you're just weird. You're all just weird.
I love their little personalities. They're so bizarre and so amazing.
Yeah. Weird little personalities.
I think I made a mistake.
How about you, Sarah?
Well, I have cats, and I made a foolish mistake with them because I named one of them Loki.
Yeah.
And he kind of took on some of the personality traits. But yep. Luckily, he's quite fat and he's quite stupid. So, like, he'll sit on the stairs to try and trip you up, and he'll think you can't see him. But it's like, seriously, cat, you're black and white. And the stairs are cream. Everyone can see you. And then he'll try and jump up on you, and he'll just jump and just miss. And just end up on the sofa next to you and try and style it out. Be like, no, I know what you were doing there.
I meant to do that. I totally meant to do this.
That's my favorite.
Never. But his sister is, she's tiny and she's adorable. We called her Luna after Luna Lovegood from Harry Potter. Because when we first got them from the rescue place, she was just a bit weird. We went, yeah, that seems appropriate. And, yeah, she can sneak up on you. She's like a tiny little ghost. But she'll just come up to you, and you won't know she's there. And all of a sudden, you'll just get, like, this lick. And she just randomly licks your foot or something. And it's gross, but really adorable.
You're like, oh, you're so cute and so gross. Thanks. Yeah.
And then she brings presents. She likes to bring presents. And obviously, living in the countryside, we get lots of gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you'll just be sitting there watching TV, and all of a sudden you realise on the back of the sofa, right next to your head, there's, you know, a rabbit.
No.
No, I feel your pain with that. You would think that having wouldn't bring you presents, but mine do, because mine dachshunds are ratters. That's what they are. That means badger dog, and they were meant to burrow and kill things. Okay, they're actually hunting dogs. Everyone thinks that they're just like little purse dogs. They are not. Okay, do not get a dachshund thinking that it's going to sit in your purse, because that's not what they do. Okay, that is not what they want to do. They want to kill things, and the four of them will hunt together. And I've seen them, and they've brought back bunnies. They have killed so many bunnies in the backyard. It's so gross. Okay. My one little one, her name is Penny, because she is like the color of a penny. She's like copper colored, And she is fast and she is vicious. And it's like this sweet little dog. She is the prettiest little thing. And there she comes up to me with bunny legs and like blood all over her face. I'm like, oh God. Yeah. Like, it's, and like, they are so proud to do this too. They are like so proud. We have a nice huge backyard that they, yeah. And there is this pretty little, I mean, she is pretty as a picture. She is beautiful, like stunning dog. And there she is with just like blood and guts hanging out of her mouth. And I'm like, oh God, oh God. Like, it's, what is happening? I'm like, the demons, it's the devil. The devil's here.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
We used to have a cat named Van Gogh. There was an incident with a Dalmatian that bit his ear off. So, you know, it was that or a Van or Holyfield. He was this like giant orange. He grew into this giant orange tabby, and he was like the tommest of tomcats. You know, like he was so alpha. It was the craziest thing I have ever seen. He was so dominant that he dominated the whole neighborhood, all the dogs, all the cats, everybody. He would roll his shoulders to kind of bulk up in front of things and everything would run away, you know, like he treat a boxer at one point.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And I have no idea how, because he was just, you know, he'd sit there and he'd sit on his like his hind legs and he'd put his front paws up in the air to like beg for food periodically, and then he'd have this like tiny little cat meow, like the highest pitched noise would come out of his mouth and you'd be like, okay, wow. What? And then he would start growling and everything in like a square kilometer would just run screaming for the hills. So I have no idea how he got so intimidating, but he was so funny. But his favorite thing to bring home would be frogs.
Oh.
Which,
oh.
Yeah. And you wouldn't necessarily see them until they were underfoot.
Oh.
Which is a horrifying. Yeah, they explode when you step on them, which is not fun.
That's just nasty. That's so nasty.
Personal experiences go.
I'm thinking now that we've reached the exploding frogs part of the conversation, maybe we should stop for today.
That might be. A good place.
I think for the sake of the listeners, that's probably a good time
where we should go
to wrap it up for today. How did we just get there?
Because we do, and that's what's going to make this podcast great. Okay.
that's
going to make us amazing. So we got to exploding
like
frog
tangent. You know, as long as people don't mind us going from our heroes to exploding frogs, then, you know, you're going to have a great time with us. And I hope that you listeners have enjoyed listening to us today. We would love to have you back again. Next time round, which will be next month, we are going to take a deep dive into Nimona, which is a multi-award-winning webcomic/graphic novel from Noelle Stevenson. So... I've read this book. Spoiler alert, I love it.
Ditto.
Good. That's all right then.
Ditto again.
So if anyone has got anything they'd like us to talk about relating to Nimona, any questions they want answered or any questions they've got for us, or even if you just want to say hello, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. We are at Valhalla Ladies. Or you can email us on ladiesofvalhalla@gmail.com. Also, please do go and look us up on social media, because we have an absolutely gorgeous logo that Jessica designed for us. It is beautiful.
We love it.
Thanks. I'm all blushing and red now.
You do good work, lady.
You deserve all the praise. So, Bronwyn, where can our lovely listeners find you when you are out of the lab and off of the hockey pitch?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram @shinybabybee.
And Jessica, when you aren't playing with your adorable doggies or saving the world one brand at a time, where can we find you?
You can find me at Jarsica on like everything. On all of the things. You can find me everywhere. That's my for those you know, Warcraft people. That's my Blizzard .net name as well. So if you look for Jarska, I'm there.
All of the things.
All of the things.
Personally, I'm on all of the various social media channels under the name Geek Country Lady. Don't forget to check out talkingcomicbooks.com for news, reviews, and articles about comics, video games, TV shows, and much more. We have podcasts of every flavour, including Talking Comics, Talking Games, Talking Movies, Talking Valiant, Bendis Assembled, and Adventure. Thank you once more, and we'll be back in your ears again soon.
I know, right? But he came to Canada and he's like, poop, P-O-O-P, P-O-O-P, poop. And he just kept saying it over and over again. It was the funniest thing.